Triple M Rocks with INXS, and this morning we woke up to the devastating news that at the age of 80 years old from the Stones, Charlie Watts passed away, the man that could make anything swing, and he gave us all a good beat, and somebody who has the absolute privilege and honour of meeting the man and going on tour with the Stones is our very own Matty O from Triple M Aussie, of course, drummer in British India. And you guys actually went on tour with the Stones a few years ago.
Yeah, we supported them the last time they were in the country. So that was pretty crazy. It was funny how it all worked, actually, because we had just signed a Mushroom Records. And one of the things in our contract, we were like, we'd love to go out for a dinner with Gedinski. So we had a dinner with Gedinski, and he was just like, hey, the Stones might be coming to town. We're like, well, obviously, we'd love to do that. But the thing is, when the Stones come to town, all bets are off. Every band wants to play with the Stones. Doesn't matter how big you are. So we're like, we don't have a chance. But then, like, as, you know, the months went on, we're like, hey, you guys are still in the mix. You guys are still in the mix. And then we were just about to walk on the stage in Adelaide, and we got a call saying, you guys are on the tour. You're going around the country with them.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
That is absolutely incredible. And for you...
Yes.
You're a drummer.
Yes.
What was it like meeting Charlie?
It was incredible because we didn't think we were going to meet them. It was one of those things where obviously they had two shows with support. So we were a Melbourne band and there's a Sydney band called The Preachers. So we had a deal with them going, we'll do the main support at Hanging Rock. You guys do the main support in Sydney. We worked it all out. So we had family coming from everywhere to the show at Hanging Rock. But as people in Melbourne will know, 9 o'clock in the morning, I was listening to Triple M. Gedinski was on. Mick Jagger lost his voice. The show was cancelled. I woke up to, you know, messages from everyone going, I'm so sorry, this is devastating. We're like, it's okay, we've still got this support in Sydney. So we get to this gig in Sydney. It's the biggest stage you've ever seen. And there was this huge tent, right? And we're walking past this tent, and there's about 30 people in there, and they're all on laptops. And we're like, what are these people doing? And we're like, this Rolling Stones thing is a machine. So we get there, and then all of a sudden, these buses come in. It's the Rolling Stones family. You know, it's such a family vibe when they tour, and then the Stones appear. And it's like, it's something out of a movie. They've got their own security. It's crazy. And we're just watching this thing happen. We're like, we can't believe that we are a part of this for a day. So we're in our like little backstage room, and then we hear the Stones playing Brown Sugar. They're sound checking. We're like, we've got to get there. We've got to somehow get past all these security guards to the front of the stage to watch this happening. So we're hearing them play Brown Sugar. Keith's holding a red cup. Like, this is incredible. So we sneak around to the front of the stage, and we're sitting there, and no one notices us, and we're watching the Stones soundcheck. It's just us. It's just British India. It's like this magical moment that we can't believe is happening. So then we get on stage, and, you know, we're setting up our gear in front of them, and I'm looking behind me. I'm like, that's Charlie Watts' drum kit. That's my idol's drum kit right there. I'm looking at it. I'm standing around it. I'm like, I've been, you know, watching, you know, these guys play, like, my entire life. So we play our set, and... you know, it was magic. You know, people are still coming in, but it didn't matter. You know, like, we played our set. And we'd spoken to other bands going, did you meet them when they played in Australia? I think maybe the Living End guys, maybe the Temper Trap. They were like, no. So we play our gig. We're like, this is the best moment of our lives. And then we get a knock on the door. And just picture what a Rolling Stones tour manager looks like. 6'4" guy, long silver ponytail. He goes, so you want to meet the Stones then? We're like, what are you talking about? Of course we want to meet the Stones. So we're taken to this area and we meet their publicist, who'd been their publicist for years. And she's looking at us and, you know, we just finished, we're sweaty and stuff like that. And she's like fixing us up. She's like, you've got to look sharp for the Stones. So she's like, you know, doing up our buttons and making sure we look good. And there's like their big backstage area and the stage and this walkway that goes through. So we go to this area and we're on these gaffer tape markings. And we're standing there, like, it's marked for us and other people who had been like, hey, you're meeting the Stones, you've got to be here. So we're kind of standing there, like, nervously, and their band walked through. You're like, oh, my God, this is crazy watching their backup singers and everyone go through. And then, like, the Stones appear. And it's like, it's a movie. You can't believe it's real. You're looking at these people and you're just like, wow, they're amazing. You know, they're a lot shorter than what I thought they'd be, too.
but you're also very tall.
That's true. And then, like, we're just meeting them and just being around them. And it was just like this beautiful thing. It was just like, there's Ronnie, there's Keith, there's Mick, and, you know, and there's Charlie, like my idol as a drummer. I'm like, this is incredible. So then we go to get this photo and I'm standing on one end and Mick Jagger's standing on the other. And I made such an idiot of myself because it's like, we're just about to take the photo. And then I hear this, I might go stand next to the tall blonde fella. It's like Mick Jagger. and I'm the tall blonde fella. Mick Jagger is coming over to stand next to me. I'm like, this is incredible. So he's standing there and I'm standing there. I'm like, oh my God, it's Mick Jagger. It's Mick Jagger. He's standing next to you. Mick Jagger's standing next to you. And he's like, so you think the weather's going to hold out then? I'm like, think of something funny. Think of something funny. Think of something funny. And the moment just passed. I froze. I said nothing, but he walked off. But, you know, it didn't matter. That, so we had a beautiful moment with the Stones, and it was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
A memory to cherish forever.
Absolutely.